This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Folks, if you can possibly do it, especially if you'd like to hear from the Yes Men today, which I think you probably would, see if you can call me in the next hour and a half, right, rather than the next hour and 42 minutes with 6 seconds to go. Everil, bless your little pea-picking heart. How am I going to help you today?
Dr. Joy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How am I going to help?
I'm trying to put this in a synopsis. My three children seems like they are just out of control, but the second one especially is 21 years old.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Okay.
He's been staying with his father, and they had an altercation over the weekend where his phone was lost, and he plugged out the music because he said he went to his father respectfully and asked him to make an announcement that he lost his phone. The father starts to make him look like an ass. I have my phone. I asked my daughter, do you have your phone? Where is your phone? So, you know, he's going back and forth to him, trying to ask him respectfully, can you make an announcement?
Who's he supposed to make the announcement to?
They had a party. They had
okay.
a party.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to give me a little bit more background before we launch into this where's the phone thing. Okay, so are you and your husband separated?
We've been divorced from 2000.
Okay, so that's 15 years. Okay, so how old are the other? You've got one 21-year-old. What are the ages of the other two?
My daughter's 25. My son is 21. And the youngest is 18.
Okay. So do any of them live with you?
The two of them, my daughter and my son, live with the father. The 18-year-old is with me.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, has he graduated high school yet?
Oh, the 21-year-old?
No, the 18-year-old.
No, he just started college.
So all three of them are essentially adults, more or less. So the 21-year-old is living with his dad. Has his dad? Does the 21-year-old? Is he in school? Has he got a job? What's the story?
He's taking the correctional facility to make, you know. So this last time he came home, the father took him because he just does him where he won't listen to anything I say. You know,
okay. So why does the 21? So the 21-year-old is not in. He is in school or is not in school?
No, he's not in school.
Why doesn't he get a job and move out and get going?
The father wrote, you know, text me a couple of months. Somebody's pregnant for him. Going to have the baby. So she basically stays most of the time with them also.
Well, but Everil, look, it sounds to me.
Then he texted me and told me that he wanted him out. I told him, I said, your father wants you gone. When he went to the father to tell him that he's going to move and where he's going, the father tells him it's not a good idea. And I'm like, you don't care.
Everil, stop. My dear, you are trying to control things in which you have no power. And that's going to give you an ulcer. Everil, listen to me. The thing about divorce is you don't have to deal with your ex anymore. You're dealing with adult children here. Let them deal with their father. You stay out of it. If they're with you...
That's what I try to do. But then I try
Everil,
to in the morning...
Everil, there's not trying. There's doing and not doing. You are getting yourself... You're going to get an ulcer. Your kids are basically, first of all three of them are old enough to run their own lives. They should probably all be out. They can probably go get an apartment together and drive each other crazy. But basically, they're acting like 12-year-olds, and none of them are 12 years old. If your 21-year-old loses his phone, that's his problem, and he can deal with his father or not deal with his father. When they text you, say to your ex, listen, When they're on my turf, I'll deal with them. When they're on your turf, you'll deal with them. They're acting like 12-year-olds. None of them are 12 years old anymore. You work it out. Work out any relationship with him you want. I'll work out any relationship with the three that I want. But you're trying to control things that you can't control. You cannot control your ex's behavior. You certainly can't control any of the three of your kids' behavior. And, you know, they're not out of control. They're just acting like brats because you guys are letting them act like brats. Because, number one, you're still supporting them. And, number two, they can have the two of you arguing about them. And neither of you have any control over their behavior or each other's behavior.
But that's what I'm trying to do. Like you said, they're trying or not trying. When I stay out of it, you know.
When you stay out of it, what? Wait. Finish the sentence. When you stay out of it, what?
When I stay out of it, you know, it's like I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
Avril, finish the sentence. No. Avril, don't give me crap. Give me, when you stay out of it, what happens?
I mean, we all seem to get along.
Avril, answer the question. When you stay out of it, what happens?
I don't think I ever stay out of it.
Exactly. So try staying out of it. Dun, dun, dun. We just solved the mystery of Avril. Stay out of it. Let this all swirl around you. View it as a soap opera that you're changing the channel.
Oh.
They're all adults. None of them, if they were 5 years old and a five-year-old comes to you and says, Daddy won't let me do something, I would still say the answer to the five-year-old is, listen, I'm the one without facial hair. Go deal with your dad about it. But these are not children. They're acting like children because you guys are still acting like they are children, which means this is going to go on endlessly to nobody's benefit. Stay out of it. And what you can say to your ex is, look, if you got a problem with the kids, you deal with it. When I have a problem with the kids, I'll deal with it. If there's something that has to do, I suppose, with money or tuition, they're adults. They can deal with this separately. This doesn't have to be, you know, he said, she said. Stay out. Avril. Try it for 48 hours. Right? 48 hours. You can do anything for 48 hours.
I just think I did because he said, oh, we need to meet to discuss this. And I said, you don't need my permission for anything
you need to do. Good.
You know, so that's what I said. Now I'm wondering, you know, it's like, where does this go? Because
we'll see. Avril, you'll see. You'll see what happens. Good for you. You took a very grown-up step. You said, see what happens next. Be curious. But be curious with the idea being that you can change the channel. You've been doing this for 15 years. It hasn't worked for any of those 15 years. It's not going to work for the 16.
Stop talking to me when, you know, because...
That's okay. Listen, then it will be quiet around your house. And when they need something from you, you better believe they'll start talking with you again. And then you can decide whether or not to listen. What do you do during the day, Avril?
I work at night, and I come home, and lately, the only how I could get some sleep is to turn my phone off, which I've
good. Avril, good for you. And clearly, you know, they both can't choose not to talk with you and say, we tried to talk with you. So understand that they'll get in touch with you when they want to. Avril, you need to fill your life with things that make you happy. And right now,
I'm remarried, and, you know, it's
good.
Like I'm dealing with my kids all the time. And
Avril, if you start thinking of them as young adults who need to learn to take care of themselves, you will find much better answers for yourself than calling them children. They are not children. They're acting like children, and you are treating them like children, and that doesn't work for them, and it doesn't work for you. You will have a happier marriage. Focus on your husband. And decide, turn off your phone at night when your kids want to get in touch with you, that you can make them send you an email, or you can say fine. And if they start whining about their father, say, listen, I will talk with you about movies or religion or food. I'm not going to talk with you about your father. You got a problem with your father? You go to your father about it. And if they say, but mom, say, you're grown-ups. And they should all be living on their own, and they should all have jobs on their own. And if they're in school, they should probably be living on campus. I'll put you on hold if you have something more you need to talk with me about, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. We're talking with Avril, who's got three kids who are driving her little nuts. She's been divorced for 15 years. The kids are respectively 25, 21, and 18. And basically, they're still... has your ex-husband remarried?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, well, I understand that. Whose idea was the divorce, yours or his?
Mine.
Yeah. Understand that he's one of the reasons, I mean, this is a way for him to hang on to you, isn't it? Of, well, we have to talk about the kids. If these were 5-year-olds, it would still be manipulative on his part. They're not 5-year-olds. How long have you been remarried?
Under a year.
How many?
Less than a year.
Less than a year. Yeah, I mean, my guess is that's what everybody's doing. That everybody's saying, oh, gee, mom's off being happy, and you know, my ex-wife has now got a man, so let's all make her as crazy as possible and see if we can't undermine the marriage. And if you're not careful, that's exactly what's going to happen. Because your husband's going to get tired of the fact that you're always worrying about it, you're always upset about it, you're always talking about it, you always run when they call. Let him go. You've got a new life, you've got a new husband, and you can certainly still love your kids, but they're all acting like nincompoops. And we don't reinforce negative behavior when our kids are acting like nincompoops. We ignore them. And they'll get over it. I mean, there's nothing dreadfully wrong going on in these kids' lives, except they just haven't got on with their lives.
I hear you, and it makes perfect sense, because, you know, it's like every time you call, I run, you know, to discuss them, and, you know, it's starting to be annoying, because, like I said...
Well, so don't take their cars, or say, what you can say is, look, I'll tell you what, on Saturdays, on alternate Saturdays, I'll take each of you out for breakfast, and you can, I'll buy breakfast, and you can have an hour to tell me what's going on in your life, and then we'll go do something fun. So you don't have to ignore your kids, but you need to set some limits, some boundaries, because you've got 4 people who have a vested interest in making you miserable and undermining your marriage. And I don't think they're evil people. They're just, you're you know, as long as, look, even with your, pardon?
As long as I keep giving them the attention.
Yeah, you do, for all the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. So set up a thing and say, look, get out your book, and on Saturday morning, this Saturday I'll take Jonathan out, and next Saturday I'll take Jennifer out, and then I'll take out Joseph.
His name, Jonathan and
are those really their names? I hate it when I do that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just hate it when I do that. And, I know. Sorry.
No, it's kind of, yeah.
I know.
An unresolved issue that I wanted to ask you about.
All right, let's talk about you rather than. Fair enough. What's the unresolved issue?
15 years ago, when we were divorced, the equitable distribution, because I left him with the house, and he was supposed to give me money.
Right.
It hasn't happened till today. When I went back to my lawyer, he said, we have to take him back to court.
Did you have anything in writing?
Yes, this is a stipulation.
Okay.
Completely ignored. So
how much money are we talking about?
$15,000.
50 or 15?
$15,000.
15.
15.
Yes.
Okay. Do I just leave that and just go about my life?
Well, I mean, here's what I would do. It's a good question. It's not a small amount of money. And presumably you would get interest on it, which would probably double it. And so what I would probably do, you got 3 options, right? Let's go through the options together. Number one is you could just forget about it, and you can take it as a bad debt off your income tax. And it may be worth more to do that, depending on what, especially if you and your husband file a joint return, and it can count as a bad debt. And so that's a sort of an accountant question to see whether or not because it may be worth more to you as a bad debt than it would be to actually have the $15,000, because I don't know if it's a... You need to talk with your accountant and or lawyer about... I don't know whether it would count as income or not as a part of a divorce settlement. So, but find out, because as I said, one possibility is forget about it, take it off your income tax as a bad debt, and walk away from it. And depending on what your tax bracket is, that may be worth it, okay? So that's number one, is you forget about it, but you still get some value out of it. The second possibility is send him a note saying, look, you've owed me this $15,000. I would send him a copy of this divorce settlement. You've owed me this for 15 years. If you pay it now, I won't charge you any interest. Let me ask you a question. Do you think he has the money?
The lawyer sent him, the lawyer, you know, wrote him, you know.
No. Avril, you have an amazing ability to not answer my questions. Do you think your husband has $15,000?
He does.
Okay. All right, so when the lawyer sent him, so one of the possibilities, because people are quite often willing to repay a debt if there's an advantage to it. And the advantage is you're not charging him interest. And even, I mean, interest rates for the last couple of years have been pretty low. But even at, you know, 1% or 2%, that after 15 years as compound interest, that's going to add up. So it may be worth it to him to pay it off now just because it's not interest. The third, what does the lawyer say?
The lawyer sent him a letter, and he said, he gave the lawyer that he was going to pay it in a week, and then he said, he contacted a lawyer and had the lawyer call my attorney, and that's just where it left.
How long ago was this?
This was about three, four months. You know, my attorney says if I want to get the money, then I have to sue him. And I don't feel like running to court.
Well, then that answers your question. Then, you know, I would still send him a letter saying, we can, you know, if we go through, if I sue you about this, I'm going to get interest on it and lawyer's fees. Because you clearly owe it to me, there's no question. You may also want to check out what small claims court is. And I don't know whether or not that you could do this under small claims court if it's part of a divorce settlement or not.
Yeah, because it was a stipulation. I have to go back through, you know, my attorney or get a new attorney.
Well, but that's why I'm saying you should check out small claims court, because small claims court, you don't need an attorney. It's very inexpensive. And you just file the papers. And then if he doesn't show up, there's a settlement against him. Of course, the whole issue in small claims court is collection. But, I mean, it sounds to me, it may be worth it to send off one more letter, because it doesn't really cost you anything. You can email. You don't even have to put a stamp on it and say, that you haven't paid me this debt. You told me you would. And if we go back to court, you're going to have to pay both the legal fees and interest on it. So if you pay me, here's what I would say. I would say if you'll give me $10,000 by the end of the week, the whole thing will go away. I'll sign off on it. And that's $10,000 you don't have. Obviously, don't need it to live on since you've been fine. And it'll probably solve the problem, and he may be willing to do that. If not, I'd talk to my accountant about taking it off as a bad debt. Because you don't really want to go to court, and he knows that. It's also a way for him to keep, you know, to keep tabs on you, to keep, you know, he's unwilling to cut that tie. And as long as he owes you money, then you have to deal with him. I'd stop dealing with him. I mean, I think that's part of it, that he and the kids are working on the same philosophy, is if we can't get mom to pay attention to us for doing something good, we'll just be as irritating as possible. It's not worth it. I mean, and you're teaching them all the wrong behavior. So I'd offer him a one-shot deal that he has, you know, he has 1 week to get you, or by the 15th of month or something, to pay $10,000 as a one-time shot. Then you can figure out if you want to go to court or small claims court or take it off as a debt. Alrighty, but in the meantime, see what happens when you do nothing.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. Alright, so should we do an email here? That might be kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Alright, so this email comes to us from Wendy. Wendy writes, Dr. Joy, love you, which is nice.
Thank you.
My problem, we just moved our 20-year-old daughter out and into an apartment. I am a co-signer on the apartment. She is a university junior and moved to be close to campus. It was a 90-minute commute round trip. When she moved out, she said, Mom, don't be naive because Ricky, her boyfriend of 3 months, will be staying the night. I said, don't be stupid and get pregnant. I also said, I do not want him there when you're not. She agreed. 2 weeks later, she told me she was on the pill and having sex. Now, 6 weeks into this move, I find out he's staying there when she's not at home while she's at work. It's a 90-minute commute from his home. She does not know I know this. Her brother lives in the same apartment complex, and she is telling him not to tell me. I have told him to let her know not to involve him. While she can nearly support herself, she is still dependent on me, and I raised her saying, I cannot pay for your college education, but I will help you all I can. I'd like to tell her the deal is off and she's on her own. Excuse me. But I want to see her through undergraduate school.
Wait a minute, Wendy. You're Wendy, so hang on for me for a minute. If I understand this correctly, you're not paying her rent. You just co-signed on her lease, which guarantees it, but you're not paying the rent on it. So if you're paying the rent, then you can say, look, I'm willing to pay the rent for you, and look, if she's got a boyfriend, he's going to be spending the night, and they're going to be living together. Then it's reasonable to say, I'm willing to pay half the rent if he pays the other half of the rent, or I'm willing to pay the rent if he pays the utilities and food. But you're not paying the rent. You just co-signed on for the apartment so she could get it because she doesn't have credit. I'd back off on it. All right, keep going, though. But I'd back off on it. I think because the issues, if you're paying the rent, then you've got a legitimate point. I don't want to pay his rent. But you're not paying the rent. You just co-signed on the apartment so she could, because she didn't have credit. So you're not really, it's not really costing you anything. It would cost her something to live at home, which you're not having to pay for. You're not having to pay for her food, presumably. I mean, I think you're sort of trying to superimpose your value system on her. And look, she's honest with you, and what you're going to do is you're going to make her sneaky, which you sort of, to a certain extent, already have, because she's now, you know, her brother is now a spy, and she's going to say, how did you know? And so as long as you're not paying for it, then I think I would let it go. If you are paying for it, this is why phone calls work much better than emails. If you are paying for it, then you can say, look, I don't want to become the bedjack police. If you're sleeping with him and you're studying with him and staying there, he should be paying half the rent. And so, because I don't want to pay the rent for both of you. But if all you've done is co-sign, I'd let it go. Keep going, though, on the email.
I think, yeah, the next line kind of maybe spells it a little bit and gives us a little insight. I know it will be extremely difficult for her trying to go to school while working to support herself, but I've also told her I will not support her if someone is living with her.
Well, but in what way is she supporting her? I mean, that's what we're missing here. She just said she co-signed for the rent. I mean, co-signed for the apartment, which is not presumably paying the rent.
Right.
All right, keep going.
While he is not there all the time, I'm not happy with the setup. What do I do? What should I do? I hope you can respond, as I can't always catch your show. Sincerely, Wendy.
Okay, well, Wendy, as I said, understand that, I mean, she's 20 years old. I mean, look, let's look at it several ways. The first, as I said, is if you're paying the rent, then I think you have a right to say, and I wouldn't even reference the fact that, you know, he's staying there, just and saying he can't be there when you're not there makes no sense. I mean, so he's making her dinner, or he's cleaning the house, or he's studying. I mean, he's living there, let's be honest, all right? If he's living there and you're paying the rent, then you have a right to say, and this is over the summer, so I assume that this would be something that would start again in the fall. Look, I understand that you and Jonathan are cohabiting, and you know it's not my first choice, but it's your life. But I'm not willing to pay an apartment for both of you. He should be paying his half of the rent. So I will give you, assuming you're paying half the rent, I will give you half, and he has to come up with the other half. Or you have to come up with the other half if you're old enough to make decisions that go against my rules, which then you're old enough to support yourself on it, which is perfectly fair. If all you did was sign for it and you're not paying the rent, and she's paying the rent, then she can negotiate it with him about, I mean, it's got to occur to her, I don't want to be paying his rent, you know, that if he's staying here, he can pay the rent. He can pay half the rent, or he can buy the food, or whatever. She can work that out. She's a big girl. But bottom line is, exactly as you say, if you say to her, let's assume for a moment that you're paying the rent, which it sounds to me you're not, but if you are, then I would, then you can go to her and say, kiddo, look, I work really hard for my money. I'm willing to pay a portion of your rent, but if you're living with somebody, he should be paying a portion of the rent as well. And either you have to work that out, or I have to work that out, because, you know, I'm not made of money. But what you don't want your kid to do, presumably, is drop out of school, because that's kind of penny wise and pound foolish. So I would have a discussion with her. But again, if all you did was sign for the apartment, and you have no fiscal responsibility on the dated on the month to month rent, which I know in theory you do if she defaults, that it'll come to you. But assuming that she is being responsible, she's paying her own rent, I'd back off of this. And what I would do is I would make it tacit, or I would make it manifest rather than tacit. I mean, because what you've got now is you're encouraging her to be sneaky. What I would say is, look, if he's living there half the time, he should, you know, I assume that you're working out with him, he should be paying the rent half the time. So that's number one. Number two, even if you are paying the rent, which hopefully you're not, decide whether or not, you can say to her, look, I'm willing to pay the rent through school. With him living there, as far as I'm concerned, you owe me half of the rent when you graduate. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do, but I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to say to her, I mean, do you really want her living at home? Because that's going to cost you something as well, if nothing else, for food. You know, this is one of those questions I really need more information than you've given me. But you can hear the general lay of the land is if it's just you co-signed on for the rent, then, you know, you don't have any financial obligations. Let her work it out. If you're paying half the rent, then I think you have a right to say, not he can't stay there, but if you got essentially a roommate, the roommate should be paying half the cost. There's no reason why I should be subsidizing somebody else. You know, I work hard for my money, and either I'll send you half and then you work it out with him, and you get a job or whatever. But again, you know, you don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish. And as I said, what I would do is make it for the fall semester a little clearer, so that, you know, she doesn't have to lie to you, because in the long run, that's going to cost you more than anything else. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right. So what I had said was that, and you know what? I think I'm gonna save this for Monday, just because we got so many responses on it. But one of the things that we had talked about, which I kind of liked, is that something that you'd like to remember and you can't, because one of the topics that we're gonna take on at some point is growing older, right? None of us are getting any younger, except maybe we are. But something that you'd like to remember but can't. I mean, and this was not meant to be, although I just saw Mr. Holmes, which is with Ian McClellan, who plays an agent, a 93-year-old Sherlock Holmes, and it's touching and sad and very good and very sad, because the whole thing is he's trying to remember something and he can't, and he's using royal jelly, which is from bees, obviously, to help his memory, and he goes to Japan to get, something elm, is it smoky elm? I don't think that's the name of it, as a memory enhancer, because he's trying to remember something. And I'm not going to tell you what happens in the movie, but of things that you're trying to remember that just vaguely escape you. I thought about doing the opposite, but I decided in a moment of pure sanity, I was going to say, what's one of those songs that sticks in your head and you can't get rid of? But I thought people will hum it, and then we will be a national epidemic of those, you know, those songs that stick in your head that you really... I'll tell you what it's a small world after all. It's kind of the all-time nasty one as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
I know. Golly. It's a small world after... But you know what the newest one for me is? Bad Blood, Taylor Swift. You know, once you've heard it, it's so catchy. It just sort of... I find myself walking down the street singing, Bad Blood. It's very... have you heard it?
I haven't, so I'm not victim to your...
Listen, for the sake of your earbuds, you know, don't listen to it. It's very catchy, and it's like number three or four in the hit parade. She is really good at figuring out exactly... You know, she writes all her songs, apparently, as well. She's really good at sort of tuning into the zeitgeist, and she's cute. She doesn't have a great track record with men, but maybe that's because she's so smart, or I'd like to think that. I'd like to believe that, whether it's true or not. 855-993-7569. Wendy, if you can call me, that would help a lot. Any of the rest of you want to call me, look, call me in the next 45 minutes, all right? Do not wait. Call me now. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Do not give up hope. I'm still working on getting the Donald on the program. So that would be kind of fun. As somebody was pointing out yesterday, that, you know, this is the only program where you have that that people who represent sort of one side of the spectrum and the other actually both listen. They listen, I guess, is the salient factor. They not only listen to me, but you listen to each other. And it's got to be the last bastion of that occurring. I just saw a documentary. I'm going to try and get the director on, called Best of Enemies, about Gore Vidal and William Buckley Jr. And it's a fascinating story about how they came to cover the Democratic Convention in 1968. And they basically, it was one of those things that ABC had no money. And both NBC and CBS were doing gavel-to-gavel coverage. And ABC just decided they didn't have the money to do it. So they only covered an hour and a half, and then they had political commentary, and they decided they wanted somebody on the left and somebody on the right. So they got these two, and it really began to be the beginning, truly the poison fruit of name-calling, inability to listen, making points without any lots of heat, no illumination, and it was heartbreaking to watch it. It's a very good documentary, and I'm going to think if I can get them on. But so I'm going to try to convince the Donald that if he'll get a fair hearing here. Maybe I'll let him take phone calls with you. I don't know how we're going to do it. I have to figure this out, but I have to convince him that he's willing to do it. And right now he's doing a lot of television, so I'm kind of waiting for a little of the heat to drop down. Okay, something you'd like to remember but can't. Is there anything that brings to mind, Trevor, for you?
I've been thinking about it since we were going to read this question. And I don't know. I think in general, I just wish my memories were a little more vivid. I don't think I remember things as... like, I remember feelings and kind of experiences more than I remember how things happen. I guess I can't point to anything in specific.
Yeah, it turns out that memory, I shared with you, in the 70s, I think 70s and 80s, there were all these things about memory tricks. And I actually introduced somebody whose name was Kent as Clark, because the idea was
that awesome.
You got it. Yeah, right. It was very embarrassing that you made associations. And then you repeated the name over and over again, and you had visualizations. And because the idea about memory is that there are different parts of the brain that are responsible for memory, and if you could excite several of them, that you would have a better issue. Because the issue with memory is usually not laying down at the track, but retrieval of the information. So if you had multiple pathways, that you had a better chance of remembering. I'm trying to think if there's anything. I mean, I tend to have a relatively good memory. So, I can remember, I went to see You Can't Take It With You, and I was in it in high school, and I could recite the lines, which I mercifully did not because of the people sitting next to me. But I'm trying to think, words of song sometimes. I don't know. All right, let's see what people said. There weren't a huge number of comments, but I'm interested to see what people said.
Yeah, so Connie says, certain phone numbers, sometimes I wish I had taped my parents' voices when they were alive. I think I remember them, but I might not someday.
That's a great idea, videotaping. And I suggest that people do that, especially with elderly relatives, as they go take a video camera. And now we don't even need a video camera, you can use your phone. And their memories. Okay, what else?
And then Carol says, so many parts of my childhood are blank. I had a traumatic experience around the time I entered my teens, and I find I have a lot of blank spaces around that time where memory should be.
Yeah, you know, hypnosis can sometimes help you with that, as can psychotherapy. Because that one of the things that we know, that true amnesia doesn't really exist, it turns out. You know, that people can forget everything, but they never forget their names. So the idea, we've all been brought up on the notion that, by Hollywood, is that you forget your name, and apparently that is that people are faking it, don't remember their names. But and we know that there are also brain injuries where you have retrograde amnesia. Both, and it's not only after the fact, but sometimes just before the fact. And the best anybody can understand is it's just a way of it's sort of protective. It's obviously not intentional, and it's. It's part, well, maybe, you know, on some unconscious level, but it's part neurological. The brain is really, as I said, when I was in medical school, which is getting to be a long time ago now, like 25 years ago, everybody was just saying, well, you know, we're just at the threshold of understanding how the brain works. And we're not. I mean, and people who use the metaphor of a computer don't understand either computers or brains, because they're really not the same at all. And they process things completely differently. I mean, computer is just basically a whole huge series of on-offs. Yeah, that's all. Human brain deals with things completely differently. So we've got biochemistry, we've got electrochemical stuff, we've got, you know, emotions, we've got genes, we've got various areas. No wonder the New York Stock Exchange crashed. No, it's a completely different issue. I'm still not convinced about that. You hear my little skepticism in that. What a coincidence. And they did get it back up and running before closing bell. And everything seems to be okay today. So, and they had the ticker tape parade for the woman athlete. So there you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. We've got another hour to go. This is the day that we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which we're scheduled to do with the Yes Men today, which are a very interesting talking about political trends of how people. And one of the comments, I think that I think someone says that about both Buckley and Vidal, which is that both of them understood that television was really the medium, that's how Americans get their news, it's how they interpret things, it's how they see reality. I told the story before of my father, I think, never thought I had a PhD till I was on Oprah. And then he thought I was okay. I mean, so he was certainly not unusual for his generation, is that television really changed everything. It changed how we view reality. And the computer, I think, is doing the same thing. Because most people, as we talked about yesterday, do not get their news from television anymore. And they don't even necessarily get it from people who are charged with disseminating the news. So, whole different world. And it's interesting to watch the genesis. As I was saying to Trevor, part of it, watching that documentary is very painful, because watching the Chicago convention was really a terrible time. And understanding what was really going on and what was going on in the country. But as Bill Clinton says, this is a country that has always believed in change, that we talk about the pursuit of happiness, not being happy, but pursuing happiness. And that that we're a country that is always evolving. And so that was actually a comforting thought, at least to me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.